Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. Decided I wanted to take a couple of days and talk to you about some current events. Yesterday I was talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, a young woman. Her father, Mike Huckabee, was at one time the governor of Arkansas, who was formerly a pastor before he got into politics, who is an outspoken Christian and advocate for Christian biblical morality, as is his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And we need to pray that God will protect her and keep her. She could well be the first woman president of the United States of America. And pray that God will raise up more politicians like her who have the audacity of faith to speak about what is right and to call the things that are going on, the immorality that is going on, to call it crazy. As she said in her response, her official response to the State of the Union address given by Joe Biden, she said that the dividing line is no longer between right and left, but the choice is now between normal and crazy. May God raise up more voices like hers in our land. Now, today I want to talk about these unidentified flying objects, three of them just in the last few days that have been shot down over North America. And still, we don't know what they are. And the government is not telling us what they are, which is causing all kinds of speculation and theories to be floating around on the internet. Now, we all know that there we know what it was, a Chinese spy balloon that was allowed to travel all across America over military missile sites and so on. And it was a intelligence gathering balloon with all kinds of sensors and information gathering devices and so on. And the president of the United States, the military just let it travel all across America. They finally shot it down after it had fulfilled its purpose over it, and they shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean. But now since then, there have been three others that we know about. For example, on Friday, there was an object over Alaska that was shot down. The military said it was the size of a small car. They don't know what it was, and so far they haven't been able to recoup the fallen, you know, whatever was left of it, the debris. They haven't taken anything from it, and that was on Friday. Then on Saturday, another one was shot down over Northwest Canada, and the people who observed it said it had an octagonal shape. Now, this is strange, for an octagon has eight sides. And here it was, over Northwest Canada, this object with eight sides. And it was shot down at the request of Justin Trudeau of Canada, said that it had intruded into Canadian airspace. And so American fighter jets shot it down. And they haven't told us anything, whether they've recovered the debris from it or whatever. And then on Sunday, 3 days in a row, third day, the one over Northwest Canada, they said it was shaped like a cylinder, a round shape like a cylinder. And then the one on Sunday over Lake Huron, they said it had eight sides. It had an octagonal shape. So these strange flying objects, so many all of a sudden after the spy balloon that we know what it was. Now these strange ones all of a sudden, 3 days in a row being shot down, and still no word from the U.S. government exactly what they were. Now, some people think that they are, there are these even a TV show of these UFO conspiracists. Who believe that these people, these civilizations from some other planet, maybe even another galaxy or someplace else in our Milky Way, who are very advanced, far beyond us in technology, that they are visiting us and checking us out and so on. And I've read stories about even people who claim that they were taken on board these UFOs and examined, et cetera, et cetera, so on. Now, do I believe that there are people on other planets, say people, beings, intelligent beings on other planets that are visiting us earthlings in flying saucers and so on? No, I do not believe that at all. There's no reason to believe that as a Christian and from the Bible. Now, we know that there is intelligent life out there. We believe in angels. We believe in spirit beings. But let me tell you something. Heaven is not a planet out there somewhere in the Milky Way or another galaxy. You cannot get on a physical spaceship and go out there and find heaven. Heaven is a spirit dimension. It is the spirit realm. The Bible says God is spirit. God did not have a human physical body before the incarnation. This is what the incarnation is about. God took on human form. Now, here's something that we need to realize, though. The spirit realm is not less real than the physical realm. In fact, it is more real. It is a different realm, a different dimension. Because it was the spirit realm that brought the physical realm into existence. And so, the spirit realm, Jesus, in his resurrection body, and the Bible says that in the resurrection, those of us who have put our faith in him, that we, this is in Philippians, I believe, the last part of Philippians chapter 2, it says that that these bodies that we have, that they will be changed, they will be transformed into a body like unto his glorious body. And in Jesus' resurrection body, he had immediate access to both realms, to both worlds, the world of the spirit and to the physical world. He could all of a sudden, his disciples, they were in a room with all the doors closed and locked. And all of a sudden, Jesus is standing in their midst. And he has a physical body. But here's something I want you to notice what he said. And they were frightened. They thought he was a ghost. But he said, no, I'm not a ghost. He said, feel of me and see. Look, told Thomas, hey, put your finger in the nail prints or the nail holes. Put your hand in my side where the spear was thrust in. Thomas, if you need to do that to believe, do it, Thomas. Touch me, feel of me and see, for a ghost, a spirit, does not have flesh and bones. I find it very interesting that we usually use the term flesh and blood. And in the Old Testament, it does say, and modern medical science has proven this to be true, that the life is in the blood. The physical life is in the blood. You lose your blood, you're going to lose your life. But Jesus didn't say, fill of me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and blood. He said, a spirit does not have flesh and bones. And what I ascertain from this is that the principle of life of our resurrection bodies will not be blood, it will be spirit. Our physical bodies will be animated by the spirit of life, the spirit of God. Our physical bodies will be animated not by blood, but by spirit. And like Jesus, we will have access to both realms, to both worlds. Wow. What an incredible time. And see, this physical world, it boggles our imaginations. It boggles the minds of astronomers and astrophysicists. The incredible size, the billions and billions of stars and black holes and comets and galaxies and quasars and on and on and on. It seems there is no end. And it highlights the infinite wisdom, majesty, and power of our God. But the spirit realm is even more vast than the physical realm. We cannot imagine the greatness and the majesty of our God. And we're going to have eternity to be exploring both realms. And so, no, I don't think there's any little green Martian men out there that's trying to visit planet Earth. These things that were shot down, I believe that there can be manifestations. There can be an angelic manifestations. But by the way, in the Bible, when angels appeared to people, they looked like men to them. They looked like human beings to them. Daniel, he even referred to Gabriel, that Gabriel appeared to him. He referred to him as the man Gabriel because he had all the features. Now, they're spirit beings, but they can manifest in the form of a human being. And I'll bring this to a close. So what were these three objects they shot down? I suspect there were probably some kind of objects, maybe that some nations or maybe some companies like SpaceX by Elon Musk right here in Texas. He's launching satellites and rockets into space and so on. So they were probably some kind of objects that were released by some kind of scientific research companies or maybe nations or whatever. And so why did the nation shoot them down? Why did America shoot them down? It could very well be that Senator Tom Cotton had a theory, and he's from Arkansas. He theorized that President Biden had them shot down to try and deflect all the criticism he's gotten for his handling of the Chinese spy balloon. In other words, he allowed this Chinese spy balloon, we knew what it was, he allowed it to fly across Alaska, all across America, over all these secret military installations, and allow it to fly across the country before shooting it down. He's got a lot of criticism for that. Senator Tom Cotton thought, well, you know, these things, they're probably harmless, and maybe they'll let us know here in a few days what they were. But he thinks that Biden went on the aggressive attack to shoot them down to try and deflect from the criticism he was getting because of letting the other one go. But anyway, no, I don't believe that they were, I don't believe they're flying saucers. I don't believe that they're angels or anything like that, flying saucers that were shot down. If they were flying saucers, my friends, with that kind of advanced technology, I'm sure there would have been some kind of response. And I doubt if our military could shoot down some kind of spacecraft from another galaxy somewhere, you know, and so on. It just doesn't make any sense. Those are people's imaginations running wild. But let me read to you what, I'll close with this in Hebrews chapter 13. He says, keep loving one another as brothers and sisters. I'm reading from the NIV. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Keep loving one another as brothers and sisters. Now listen to this. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Oh, my friends. Don't expect angels to come flying in on wings and so on. There are creatures called seraphim and cherubim around the throne of God that are described as having wings. But when we read about angels, they appear to be human beings. And the writer of Hebrews says, don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, to people in need. For by doing so, some have shown hospitality to angels without realizing. You may be one of those. You and I, you never know somebody that we helped out that we didn't know. We may have been helping out. We may have been showing hospitality to a divine angel from heaven. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time.